Wow. Dana just said off the air, Sam, you're right. Why, we're playing that at the beginning of the show because you said that once?
Yeah. I want to bask in the glory of the one time that you told me I was right.
Wow. Hello, everybody.
Good afternoon. I will be talking with Bob Fesco here in about 10 minutes regarding the very strong possibility now that the Kansas City Royals are headed to Overland Park, 119th and Knoll. But before we get to that, Sam, would you care to share the story of what's been going on at your new home?
Yeah, what is going on, my new little homeowner friend?
Oh, my gosh,
that you just
guys.
Moved into 3 days ago.
It is getting wild. So I had mentioned to you on Tuesday that there were four different tree trimming services that showed up at my house, rang the doorbell, yes. Talked to my lovely girlfriend. Hey, we're here to trim your trees. We got called here on a bid, blah, 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 blah.
I said yesterday I thought someone had sold your information to some direct marketing place that says you need tree trimming services.
You guys, the text line, the phone lines, yeah. Everybody said this is par for the course when you buy a new house. Everybody's going to be showing up. Your doorbell is going to be ringing off the hook because these door-to-door cold knockers are going to be going around looking for business. Well, today I'm in my kitchen making breakfast, and doorbell rings. Lovely man. I walk out. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, is there a Wilson here? Nope, nobody named Wilson here. What's going on? Oh, I'm just here to check out your trees. Well, that's great. And then I explained to him that he is the seventh person to come to my door in the last 3 days looking for a guy named Wilson. So I said, hey, do you mind giving me the information that Wilson gave you?
Yeah.
So that I can get to the bottom of this. I'm really trying to figure out why you guys keep showing up because it's wasting your time.
It's wasting your time and freaking you out.
Well, wait.
Legitimate tree trimming service that could be out actually doing bids for people that need tree trimming service. And instead you're on my front door looking for a guy named Wilson who's not here.
But tell Dana what happened right after you told that guy, sorry, I'm not Wilson. Don't know what you're talking about.
I close and lock the front door, and I take my kitchen is about 4 steps from my front door, and I walk up to the stove, and I'm at the stove for maybe 10 seconds, and the doorbell rings.
No.
And out loud, I say, good God, man, go away. I told you I'm not Wilson. And I walk up to the door, and I unlock it. And it's a different guy.
Are you being punked, Sam? Are you being punked?
I asked you the same thing today, did I not?
Is someone playing a joke on you?
I have no idea. But I can only imagine that the first guy drove away at the exact moment that the second guy pulled up and parked. And the second guy probably thought, that's weird. Why is he driving away? So I talked to the guy. We have a full conversation about it. He had a Marine Corps hat on. So I was like, I can level with this guy and really get the good information out of him. I get Wilson's phone number, because apparently this guy's name is Wilson, because all 8 of the tree trimming service people say, hey, we got a call from Wilson about needing some tree trimming service.
Okay.
I get Wilson's phone number. I get his email, and I start asking the guy more questions, like, hey, you know, how did this go down?
Right.
What happened? Well, I got an email from Wilson saying that he needed some tree trimming service, left me his phone number. This guy tells me that Wilson was talking to him on the way to my house.
Oh, Sam, now I'm creeped out.
So Wilson is on the phone talking to Bob the tree trimmer. We'll give him a fake name. And is like, yeah, thank you so much for your expediency. I really need this tree trimming service, all this different stuff. And I'm getting this from the tree trimmer.
Right.
Who would have no reason to be lying to me about what's going on. And he's like, yeah, I literally just got off the phone with him. I don't know what's going on. So I look up his phone number.
Do you believe him?
Yeah. Oh, very genuine guy.
Okay.
I mean, I have no reason to think that
he was
pulling a fast one on me.
The seventh of eight. Yes, Sam. I'm starting to believe the tree trimmers.
This was eight of eight. And we had like a 10-minute conversation. Of course, my breakfast is burning inside. But I look up the phone number, and it does not exist.
Okay.
It's a real number. If you call it, it rings, and it sends you to voicemail. But, you can do – there's 50 different services
where you
can track somebody's information through their phone
number. What is the scam, Sam?
I have no idea.
Did you post, I hope, in large block letters on a sheet of paper on your front door, we have not ordered tree trimming services. We do not know why you are here. Please, no soliciting.
Well, I got the no soliciting signs, which do nothing because they're not soliciting.
No, you called them, but
right.
You didn't.
Exactly. Somebody called them, sent them to my address, and said, hey, My name's Wilson. I need some tree trimming service. Okay. It's also interesting because we're the fourth owners of the home.
None of them were named Wilson.
We know the names of every previous owner, none of which was Wilson.
Right. Okay. It's not an accident, Sam, because no one accidentally gives someone's address wrong 8 times in a row. This is either a joke or a scam.
Or you're getting punked.
The phone number is from San Francisco. But again, when I looked it up on the number tracking services, according to the number tracking services, the number does not exist. They say there are zero records of this phone number existing in their file.
Okay, couple of things. I'm not going to give the street out that you live on.
I appreciate that.
But I've looked it up. There is only one street named that way in all of the Kansas City metro. Right. So this is not, oh, we should have been in Overland Park, but we're in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Okay? There is only one street in the entire metro named like the street that you live on.
So we are the only home with that address. By the way, the two guys today are the only two that I've been able to talk to because the rest happened while I was here. Mary Beth answered the door.
Here's my other point. Have you ever met a man named Wilson? There is a volleyball named Wilson.
Correct, Wilson!
In a movie called Castaway.
No, never met a man named Wilson.
I think you're getting punked.
I want someone on the text line to tell us what would the end game be. Because I don't think it's a scam. If it was one company repeatedly coming over, I would be like, okay, they're trying to take your money.
And I know it's different companies because each of them left their card. Like, hey, yeah, you have some mature trees, though, if you need some service.
Oh, my
Here's my card.
How many people have you given your address to? I don't even know your address.
Zero.
I didn't even know what street you lived on until I asked you today.
So zero.
You've given your address to zero people.
That is correct.
And you haven't made anyone mad lately, or you don't owe anyone like a bookie.
Or you got a funny guy in the family. Right. No.
I do have a funny guy in the family, but I don't think he would be doing it. I haven't told him my address.
I honestly, Sam, you have to put a sign on your door that says we are getting repeated visits from tree trimming services we have not ordered. Just put it on the door.
Yeah.
No Wilson here.
I think number 8 heard me yell because it wasn't quiet.
Good
I
God,
just yelled
man.
At the microwave, go away. I told you, Wilson's not here.
And that was the Marine.
Yeah, that was the guy that I had a full conversation with who gave me all the information. And I think he could see the frustration in my eyes. Like, what in the world is going on?
Wait. He said, or the guy before him said, that they had had a full conversation with Wilson, right?
The last guy.
Okay.
Bob the tree trimmer.
But yet you call the number and it doesn't exist.
That is correct. Well, no, I called it. It rings. It goes to voicemail.
Does the guy say, hi, this is Wilson?
No, it says...
You've reached 816.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Eight times.
Did you leave a message?
I did not.
Oh!
Well, so my goal was, I was going to, if he picked up the phone, Wilson, whoever you are, wherever you are, my goal was I was going to pretend to be the owner of a tree trimming service in Kansas City, having received a request from this guy and saying, hey, you know, they said no. I was going to act like I was one of the tree trimmers who got scammed, and he didn't answer the phone.
Why don't you let me take the phone number, Sam, and I will call from a – does anyone have one of those Boost phones?
Well, you can just call from the newsroom.
I need a burner phone.
No, I was calling from the newsroom. I didn't use my cell phone. I don't want Wilson to have my phone number. He obviously already knows my address.
You tell me you were going to put a bloody palm print on his face and kick him into the ocean?
No, but I would want to know why, because it's so unusual.
It is incredibly odd. I bought the whole, it's just people cold knocking on the door.
Not 8 times.
And then when Mary Beth even told me, she was like, yeah, the first 6 wanted Wilson too. And I was like,
oh, really?
All 8 have said, hey, Wilson called us and said, we have some tree trimming services that we need.
Okay. And in your life, back to my original point, how many men have you met named Wilson?
Somewhere between zero and zero.
And you've never scorned anyone or stolen someone's girlfriend who had a prior partner named Wilson, like, or a tree trimmer? Have you made a tree trimmer angry?
No.
Okay.
And by the way,
his name's not on the mortgage.
I know.
So there's no way to find out that address.
That's true. Our trees are also beautifully manicured. They were trimmed prior to us purchasing the home.
You know what we ought to do, Scott? We ought to tomorrow just start sending plumbers over there.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Plumbers and painters.
Like bee excavators. Wilson? Just totally random, obscure.
Anthony Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Is Wilson here?
Did you order skunk removal?
Whoever you are, wherever you are, I will find you. and knock it off.
All right, we'll visit with Bob Fesco from 96.5 The Fan in just a moment.
Why would we be doing that? Yeah.
Is it possible that the Kansas City Royals are about to become the Overland Park Royals? We'll get with Bob in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.